Ksuvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, 2:7. The Mishnah begins with the words of Vechein, which means the same principle applies. And here we're talking about similar questions of Ne'emanas, but not regarding a woman, rather regarding a man who's claiming he's a Kohen. Now the rule is that if a man would claim he's a Kohen and we know nothing about him, we would not believe him. The concern is, you know, he's saying this for what purpose? To get Truma, etc. Maybe to get the first Aliyah and that kind of thing. So since he has an obvious motive of getting free food and honor, so we're not going to believe him. And without some corroborating evidence, the question is, how much evidence do we need? The Tana Kama here holds just one witness will be enough, like in the previous Mishnah. And therefore, if you have a man who says he's a Kohen, he won't be believed. If he can marshal evidence from one other person, in Eid Echad, he would be believed. This is going to have the Mishnah, where we're concerned about Kohanim eating Truma, etc. Bizman HaZeh, just getting to the end before the beginning here, is we believe a Kohen who claims he's a Kohen, because we're not giving him Truma anyways, we're not worrying about Yichus, just a question of, you know, doing Birchas Kohanim and so on, and for that we'll believe him. So if a person walks to Shul and we don't know him, he says he's a Kohen, we do believe him to give him the Aliyah, but the Mishnah is assuming in a different world when Truma exists and Yichus for the Kohanim is much more important. And that being the case, the Mishnah will say that you need to have at least an Eid Echad. Our Mishnah will say that's true, will allow a simple Eid Echad, even if the Eid Echad looks like he's in cahoots. There's some kind of gomlin, some kind of conspiracy potentially. We still believe them. That's our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chein, like in the previous Mishnah, Shnei Anashim, if you have two men, Ze Omer Kohen Ani, V'ze Omer Kohen Ani. If each one says regarding himself that he's a Kohen, Eina Ne'emanim, we don't believe them. Again, the rabbis were strict. We're concerned they have some agenda to get free food, etc. But if each one will vouch for the other one to confirm that his friend is a Kohen, therefore that each Kohen claims is a Kohen and has a corroborating Eid Echad, one witness who says and vouches from that he is a Kohen, so then Harei Elu Ne'emanim, they are both believed, even though there's reason to believe that they have conspired. You know, each one's vouching for the other one, so they both can be winners. Nevertheless, says our Mishnah, our Tana, they are believed. Now, in a moment, we're going to see that there are, in the next Mishnah, there are three other Shitas regarding this matter, but this Mishnah stands alone, and therefore, I will just refer to the Shita of this Mishnah as the Tanakama in the next Mishnah.